From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. This week's guest host is Frank Phillips.
Thank you very much, Barry. Our guest today is Chris Schweitzer, who is Vigo County Commissioner, I should say. And before we went on the air, we were talking about some really juicy grants that's coming into Vigo County.
Yeah, we're in a great space, Frank, right now with the state of Indiana, the Biden administration passing down some American Rescue Plan Act funds. And, you know, it's although money is a blessing, it's hard and difficult to come up with things to spend that money on and be fair and equitable for everybody in the community. And I think that's to the point of where we are now.
Yeah. You have some ideas, I think.
Yeah, we do. There's the Vigo County Commissioners introduced American Rescue Plan Act fund plans last Tuesday to the Vigo County Council, spending about $17 million of the $21 million money we were allotted. A lot of it has to do with child care initiatives in our Vigo County Juvenile Justice Center, reducing, you know, hopefully helping kids get out of that system of their parents have been incarcerated or things like that, and get them the education, the certifications they need to be a productive member of society. Humane Society, $250,000 to facilitate and help with the city of Terre Haute to get our animals spayed and neutered, more cages so the Vigo County Sheriff's Office and code enforcement can drop some animals off, initiatives like that. Also housing. Housing is a very important issue, not only in Vigo County, but across the state. We're trying to figure out the best application process to get some local home builders, maybe some home builders from outside of Vigo County, the ability to quickly move more housing along in the community. So there's all kinds of things going on. We're just to that point of we want to interact with the community as much as possible, also work with the council, work with the city of Terre Haute, and work regionally on what's best for Vigo County and how we can push the community forward.
Yeah, that is exciting. That's very exciting. Housing is so important. And, of course, taking care of stray animals is important to people. So yeah. So that sounds really neat. And certainly taking care of the youth, trying to get them out of the habit of children following in their parents' footsteps if their parents have spent time in prison.
Yeah, Frank, can I touch on that real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Juvenile Justice Center, although a kid usually goes there at one of the worst points of their life, it's also a point where we feel like Vigo County feels like we can capture them, educate them, give them opportunity. Once they leave that facility, they have some type of opportunity to chase and get out of that constant recidivism lifestyle that they have had. Norm Loudermilk is doing a fantastic job with educating these kids. He's graduating kids with high school diplomas. He's getting them certified in programs. And immediately when they leave, you know, it's an experience unlike any other to get to go watch a graduation from the juvenile center. But he's really working well with those kids. And as much money as we can give him to make those programs not only happen in the juvenile center, but maybe in the school corporation, there's opportunity for that as well. So we just want to make sure we're doing everything we can to get these kids the best opportunity they can get.
That's wonderful. It truly is. Okay, let's change gears here a little bit. I know that you have been a big champion of commerce and tourism in Vigo County. So tell us about what's going on. We've got Riverscape. We've got the Wawasheek Wetlands. We've got the casino. Start talking. Tell me about it.
Okay, well, one thing we're trying to do as Vigo County Commissioners is we're trying to clean up the property where the mill is, the concert venue here in Terre Haute. It's a big deal. Besides cross country in the community, the mill is probably the second biggest draw for outside people coming into our community. So the commissioners recently asked the community, construction community, excavating community, for an RFQ to knock down that building in the back that's kind of dilapidated, unsafe, and we want to clean up that property. So that's one initiative we're working toward. We got to work with the council on getting the funding to accomplish that. It's a big building to get knocked down. We want to clean up that property so Tim Drake and his family can move on with other projects that they potentially have on that property. We need to work on getting some infrastructure back there, water and sewer right now. There's really not much back there on that old International Paper site. So I think the city of Terre Haute and the county are going to work together to make some of those things happen. Tourism, you know, there's no question Vigo County is a tourism hotspot. All the museums, Indiana State University, Rose Holman, you know, we have parents coming from everywhere to see their kids, and also we have a lot of good things going on in the community. we just want to continue to build on that. And I think, you know, Indianapolis, the state, is recognizing Bureau County in that aspect, as we are a true tourism hub, and we want to build upon that. Riverscape just elected a new president, Brian Horseman. He's a young guy, great guy, has a lot of knowledge, heavily involved. They're continuing to push their projects on. The city and county has invested some money to help them along with a new project along the riverfront there at Fairbanks Park, a new plan. We always consistently push plans, but I think we're to a point now to where we can take action on those plans and get some things accomplished. Other than that, you know, I feel like we're in a great spot in this community, not only Vigo County as one group, but regionally. I mean, regionalism is a big part of tourism. We want to make sure we're, you know, advertising or pushing good things in Park County, you know, Turkey Run, stuff like that. We want to make sure we're all working together collaboratively to move this region forward.
And you've got the new casino being built.
Yeah, new casino. It's incredible how quickly they are moving. My son and I took a quick drive over there on Sunday morning and took some photos and put on social media. A lot of concrete being poured, a lot of steel being erected. It's an incredible project, huge project. You know, they're dealing with cost increases like everybody else is across the country. The project's going to be huge, you know, potentially 400 new employees, and another reason for about a million or so more people to visit Vigo County every year. So we got to build upon that and make sure Vigo County is welcoming and ready to entertain, you know, the rest of the state and the rest of the country.
And they have a great location just off of I-70 there.
Yeah, great location. Churchill Downs has decided that they will take it upon themselves to build a road, New Margaret Avenue, back to their casino. Also on Old Margaret Avenue, we're getting a stoplight put in there for the safety of our community members and the safety of people going to the casino. It's just a great project, and it's one that we have talked about for several years in Vigo County, but here we are. It's finally happening, and it's a great thing.
And Rural King is becoming a reality out there on the south side of town.
Yeah, that old Kmart building has been sitting vacant for some years down there. We worked with several individuals throughout the community that were interested in that building, but nothing ever really came to fruition. It was about last year when Matt, I can't remember Matt's last name, I apologize, came to us, Vigo County, talking about Rural King moving into two-thirds of that building. That is still going to happen. It's ongoing. They've got all their permits. We're just waiting because they are dealing with construction cost increases as well. Getting air handler units for the roof is a big deal. They can't get them. So they've had to push their opening date back to the first quarter of 2024, but they will take up two-thirds of the old Kmart building down south, and Hobby Lobby opened on Monday in the one-third part of the building. So it's great to see those old buildings. Instead of getting knocked down, you know, we're doing something with them, so that's good.
Yeah, my wife tells me the new Hobby Lobby is bigger than the old one.
Well, it's going to be great for you, Frank. You can go to Rural King and hang out, and she can go to Hobby Lobby, so it'll work out.
Sounds good. Sounds good, yeah. Well, talking about buildings, what about the old jail? What's going on with that?
So Mark and Mike, the other county commissioners, we're doing our best ability to be as transparent as possible working with the community. We had the idea of opening up to the public to have them give us some ideas of what they would like to say. Surprisingly, the feedback we've had on social media has been, well, we need a homeless shelter. And we recognize that. But Myra Wilkie from Mental Health America received a $3 million grant. I can't remember if it's state or federal funded, but she is building a pretty large homeless shelter, low barrier shelter, where anybody can come and visit, or if they're having issues, they can be there. So, you know, I'm glad that I don't believe we're going to put a homeless shelter there. But what I would like to see is something develop on that piece of property that is really the heart and soul of Vigo County in the city of Terre Haute. Whatever connectivity point we can have to get people safely from Wabash Avenue across 3rd Street or 41 to the government complex, I think is really needed. Plus, you know, with the courthouse and city hall there, you got about 300 employees that are looking for a place to go have lunch every day, and we want to make sure that we have a safe way for them to cross 3rd Street. So we're tossing around several ideas, maybe a new government center, maybe it could just be a green space, I don't know. But we're working toward, you know, we're trying to figure out what to do with dispatch, who's still in the Vigo County Jail. Once we get that figured out, we'll really start making moves on what to do with the old building.
Yeah, it seems because of unfunded mandates, government, local, county government is continuing to expand, and everywhere you go, it seems like it used to be in the courthouse. Now it's spread out from there and spread out from city halls.
Well, that old courthouse, you know, built in, I believe it was 1816 or somewhere around there, it can only hold so much. But we, you know, legislative, we have a bill going through the legislature right now that will allow for a seventh court in Vigo County. Also, something to keep in the back of everybody's mind is, where do we put that court? and where do we put the staff or that court and stuff like that. So that's something important for me to keep in mind. Certainly can't go in the courthouse because it's already full, so we have to find a location for that, and I want to get that going as quickly as possible, so hopefully our jail incarceration stays down and these people can get into programs that they need to help them, you know, better their lifestyle.
Yeah, you've expressed some concern or interest, I should say, in Terre Haute. How is the city and county working together?
You know, it's absolutely fantastic. I can't say how grateful I am for Mayor Bennett. I jokingly say sometimes with his wife that I'll send Duke a text around midnight and try to pick his brain, and usually he responds. I mean, we have a great relationship. City and county work together on American Rescue Plan funds, making sure we don't duplicate things. We're working together with Ready Grant groups that have received state funding. We're working through everything together, and it's a great relationship, and I think it's just we'll continue to build upon that as we move along.
That's great.
Yeah.
So tell me about what challenges do you see facing Vigo County in the next few years?
You know, really, housing is going to be a huge challenge, low income all the way up to executive level housing. We have jobs available. We need to figure out why current Vigo County people aren't taking those jobs. That's something we need to work through. We also need to figure out how we can get people to move from other counties into Vigo County to take those jobs, but where are they going to live? A lot of people that are taking these jobs don't really want a house that's 200 years old and they have to remodel. They're looking for something a little bit newer. And Terre Haute and Vigo County's housing stock is pretty old. So that's one thing, a challenge that we need to work through. Also, you know, everybody's complaints workforce. I'm sure you guys see it here. We see it across, you know, the state really is hiring people, getting them hireable and retaining them. It's certainly a challenge in Vigo County and across the state, but I really want to emphasize how important it is for Vigo County folks to chase the jobs that are already available in Vigo County. There's plenty out there. So we got a lot of education to do. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a challenge. I would just say that, you know, I'm hopeful people are going to take these jobs and run with them. They're great jobs, high-paying jobs, and they really don't require any college education. Just need to get a certification in some way or get hired and let them train you to where they need you. So some challenges, but really we're in good shape and rocking forward.
Do you think the employment situation will ease as we get further away from the COVID crisis that we went through, the pandemic? Seems like that's when it really started.
Yeah, I'm hopeful. It certainly didn't help that the federal government was giving away a lot of money to folks. And including, you know, municipalities, it's a blessing for Vigo County that we received $21 million in ARPA funds. But it's also kind of difficult. They've given us so many rules and stipulations, it's hard to spend that money, especially in the county when a lot of that money goes toward low-income neighborhoods and stuff. Well, in Vigo County, you don't have too many low-income spots. It's, you know, people are making a fair and equitable wage. So identifying these projects and how to spend that money has been difficult, but we're to the point of where, you know, we want to invest in childcare, we want to invest in our youth, we want to invest in animals, housing, things like that, and we think that's the best way to go with this money.
Okay, great. Chris Schweitzer, Vigo County Commissioner, has been our guest today. Thank you, appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM, and on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any of the past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.